Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Michael Van Tol. Thank you for joining me today on Detroit Sunday Morning News and Information Podcast, an inspirational community affairs program brought to you, produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, and brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. All right. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's give them a chance to get on the phone. We've got news information for you. We've got weather. And let's go down the list and start with the Sunday morning team this morning. It is a cold, cold, rainy morning. Good morning, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning to missionary Hattie Humphrey. And good morning, Detroit.
And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned her. I was with her last night. We went to the elevation of Elder Robert Gardner. Now he's Bishop Robert Gardner, Church of God in Christ.
Congratulations.
From Word of Truth, yes. I would just imagine probably close to maybe 500-600 people at out in Warren to celebrate the new Bishop Robert Gardner from Word of Truth. And it was exciting, and Commissioner McCormick presented him with a proclamation. There were a couple, I think there were about three different proclamations, and of course from the Wayne County Commission's office, and missionary spoke as well. So it was black tie affair. I had to get my tuxedo out for last night, but we had a great time. Yes, we had a great time. Sure. Nurse Nikki is here, our healthy living segment. Good morning, Nurse Nikki.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. How's it going?
Great. Good morning,
and
Nurse
we
Nikki.
Are so excited. We've got a lot to talk about today. And that was one of my notes here to talk about missionary Bishop Robert Gardner, and I got that. But there's some other notes too. The commissioner passed along a few notes here for me. Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick. She's got, you know, we've been going out, guys. I haven't been really talking about that much, but here's the philosophy of the commissioner. She just doesn't show up election time. We go to churches throughout the year, not just at election time. And we go to the senior living centers, not just at election time. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been to the Villa of Redford. We've been to Cambridge Towers in Detroit. We've been to Coventry Place in Redford. And let me tell you, those seniors are so glad when we walk in there. We usually come in with a little jazz music. We do a little chair exercises, and we give them a community update. Sometimes we bring food with us. Sometimes we just bring some bottled water, but they just light up, and I really enjoy, and it doesn't even feel like work, you know? It does not feel like work, but I enjoy that. The commission also has a health fair coming up Thursday, June 8th at the Redford Library. We've got, so far, I think, six major health organizations attending. Nurse Nikki, yeah, put that on your calendar if you can make it. It's from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Redford Library on Six Mile Road. A lot going on there that day. And then an ice cream social, a pre-Mother's Day ice cream social on Monday, May 8th. That's coming up. Not tomorrow, but next 1 week from now. So from 5 p.m. to 6:30, get all the ice cream you can before it runs out. And finally, Commissioner McCormick founded the War on Trash, and she also founded the Wayne County Commission Youth Council, which is 17 teams from across Wayne County. We're going to be out on Motor City Makeover on Saturday, May 6th. So we're going to have those teams. We already have volunteers with the War on Trash, so we're going to take an army out on Saturday, May 6th. And we're going to be at the Large Service Drive in Greenfield picking up trash and leaves and all that. So, look, we got to keep this place looking good. We got to get this trash up, and we have to stop throwing trash out. I see it sometimes. It's heartbreaking to see somebody throw trash out the car window, and what's just as bad as when they park somewhere and they eat a McDonald's combo and they open the door and rest it there in the parking lot.
Yes.
Yes,
they do. And the garbage can is really within walking distance.
Yes.
And you can see it, and you're like, the garbage can is right there. What's wrong with
right.
you?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, and they have some of those garbage cans you just pull up, and you don't have to get out the car.
Mm-hmm.
You can just wind your window down, and the trash can is right there. Man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got news, weather, and commentary. We'll be right back after these messages.
Is a member of the Real
Team.
We find them and fix them and flip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know
how.
If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth.
Yeah.
It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial
health.
You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. We're here with our healthy living expert, Nurse Nikki. And then also our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. In the news this morning, no less than 6 major TV and cable anchors have been released in 2023 already, starting with Hallie Jackson on MSNBC. Of course, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach. Dan Bongino from Fox News. They did not renew his contract, but he was also one of those troublemakers. Of course, Tucker Carlson the worst, and Don Lemon, who has recently been, well, not recently, but over the last few years, have been making some shocking comments, and it finally caught up with him. But it just goes to show you that you've got to be careful. You know, it seems like some people have gotten away with controversial comments and controversial actions, but at some point it catches up, even on Fox News, because Tucker Carlson is responsible mainly for Fox News settling out of court over almost $800 million. And I understand there are more lawsuits coming to Fox News. And so you may see some of those loud mouths over at Fox News. You may see them calming, quieting down a little bit. They may go over to other networks, more far-right networks than Fox, but Fox is paying a price for it right now. They really are. OnlyFans model and Kim Kardashian lookalike Christina Ashton Gurkhani dies after suffering cardiac arrest. The 34-year-old model died April 20th after suffering cardiac arrest following a medical procedure that took a turn for the worse, her family announced. You may know Christina Ashton Gurkhani, an OnlyFans model known for resembling Kim Kardashian, has died at the age of 34, the family revealed. In a GoFundMe post, Gurkhani's family shared that the content creator died April 20th after going into cardiac arrest. This story got my attention because I saw the picture of her, and I thought it was Kim Kardashian. But Christina Ashton Gurkhani had so many surgeries done to make herself look like a lookalike for Kim Kardashian that unfortunately the most recent surgery, she did not come out of it. She suffered cardiac arrest during the operation. You got to be happy with, you know, God gave you that, your body, gave you, you're an individual. And if he wanted to make two of us, he would have, you know.
Even twins may look alike, but there's still a distinction between the two.
Right. Everything that God made, and you know, I'm not trying to go religious right already, but everything that God made is unique and different.
Yes.
And you can't go against the grain. You cannot turn something into something else that's exactly the same. It's just not going to work. It's not going to work. 90% of the ice around Antarctica has disappeared in less than a decade. I brought up these articles because a lot of people want to ignore the fact. And how do you ignore that 90% of the ice around Antarctica has disappeared in less than a decade? And how do you ignore the fact that this is an important and disturbing thing to happen? So many people try to ignore this. And also, like the garbage patch that's floating in the Pacific Ocean right now has grown to twice the size of Texas. I'm just amazed that this stuff doesn't get more attention. And one thing that I did not realize also, that while we've been enjoying these lower than normal temperatures, in Spain this month, temperatures have risen to an average of 100 degrees in some places. And on top of that, there's a long-running drought that has depleted reservoirs and dried up fields. Madrid, Spain hit 90 degrees on Friday again, and schools were allowed to close early. Irrigation canals have closed. And police report that in Seville, a horse pulling a tourist carriage apparently died of heat stroke. Why do they have that horse out there pulling people and it's 100 degrees? That doesn't make sense.
Money.
Right.
You got to make money.
It's already, if you are trying to go inside because it's too hot, what do you think a horse is feeling? And the horse is out there pulling people and a carriage with people on it.
Mm-hmm.
The horse died of heat stroke. And with temperatures over 100 degrees since April 1st, people in Spain are desperate to find some shade and beaches. Thursday, Spain hit its hottest day ever. This past Thursday, 102 degrees in Cordoba. Spanish authorities are bracing for a difficult and record-breaking summer. Ooh, I'm telling you. And those were some of the more less disturbing news stories. It gets worse. I skipped over because I didn't want to, I didn't want to do all bad news this morning. So, and I picked out those because, trust me, those were better than the ones I didn't read. Because you know how much bad news is out there. All right. What's the weather like, Kimberly, besides?
So it is cold. You said it right. It's cold. It's 46 degrees currently right now. Raining. Expect scattered showers today with a high of only 55 and a low of 40. Tomorrow, May 1st. Yay.
Oh, May already.
It is May today. It's Sunday, April 30th. So this is the last day of April. Tomorrow is May. So expect rain, and I'm sorry to say, and possibly snow showers. Rain and snow showers tomorrow with a high of 45 and a low of 39. On Tuesday, more rain and snow showers with a high of 49 and a low of 38. Wednesday, we begin to rebound. Hope is here. Wednesday, May 3rd, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 56 degrees and a low of 40. On Thursday, expect a chance of PM showers with a high of 60 degrees and a low of 43. And on Friday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 63 degrees and a low of 43. And next Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 64 degrees and a low of 42. So the beginning of the week, carry your umbrella, have a coat. And as we get to Wednesday, we start to even out some, and the temperatures start to go up.
That's going to feel so good. Yes. That 58 is going to feel good. The 63 and 64 is going to feel good. I tell you, from what we've been going through. And this one thing I don't like is a cold rain on a dreary day, and you get a cold rain.
Yeah.
It makes you want to turn around and go right back inside.
Yeah.
And it makes me sleepy. It makes me sleepy and maybe hungry for some gumbo
or something.
Or
something. Mm-hmm. Something thick and hearty. Yep.
And today looks like that too. I think I'm going to crash out after the podcast this morning. That's going to be the end of my day. This is cold. Yeah.
I understand.
All right.
But Michael, can I add one quick thing?
Yeah.
You had said, really quick, you were talking about how the ice shelf has disappeared around Antarctica.
Yeah.
I came across a Republican legislator, and I'm going to give you the quote as best as I can remember what he said. He said, yes, climate change is actually happening. He said this in session. He said, yeah, it's bad for the people over in Africa. He said, but if it's a little bit warmer here in America, why is that a bad thing?
Just insensitive. Just so insensitive.
Very much so. Mm-hmm.
And out of touch, out of touch, insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know.
Yes, there's a lot of things we can say about that. But, I saw that and I was like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
You know, but ain't it something when stuff happens to them, it's a whole different story and everything is taken seriously. But when it's other people, they're so callous, that especially the far right, right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do want to offer my condolences to the Honorable Teola Hunter. Her daughter passed this
please.
Week. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so our prayers are with Teola Hunter. You know,
and she's a board member at Franklin Wright Settlement also.
Yes, and she's held a number of positions in city and state government in the decades worth of service. We're just so saddened to hear that her daughter passed, and I know she's out of town with the funeral now. But yes, fellow board member at Franklin Wright Settlement. Just wanted to make sure we acknowledge that this morning. Nurse Nikki and Healthy Living, good morning, Nurse Nikki. What helpful information do you have for us today?
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Sunday. I just talked 2 hours about sexually transmitted infections and learned that it's Sexually Transmitted Infection Awareness Month, so we're at the tail end of it, which is April. I wasn't even aware that we had a month for it or a week.
You know what's on my screen, Nurse Nikki? I see an article in People magazine that says oral sex is a leading factor in the throat cancer epidemic in the United States.
Because of multiple partners. Because of multiple partners. Get that too,
and,
Michael, because it's in that headline.
You know
I saw that article.
And something else. And something else. People feel like it's safe.
Right,
Right, and it is far from it. You have to be very careful. And it seems like people tend to go for oral sex first.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know.
That's the reason I say it, because they
you don't even know that person.
Right, right. And
help us out, Nurse
Nikki.
Tell us what this is all about.
Right.
Well, it's like 70% of our throat cancers are responsible, are a result of the HPV, the human papilloma virus, and so that's otherwise known as genital warts. And so when people are performing oral sex, they are coming in contact with the virus, and a lot of people have it and don't know it. So sometimes you can see the genital warts on the external, on the testicles, on the penis, on the vagina, but a lot of times you can't see it. You know, it's a virus and you just can't see it. It may be in the anus, it may be inside the vagina. It may not have any palpable, anything that you can feel. It could just be an invisible virus there sometimes. And so people are passed forth unaware that it can, you know, result in an infection and or a cancer. So a lot of the HPV clears on its own, maybe within 1 to 2 years. But there are people who cannot clear it, and it turns into throat cancer and or cervical cancer, right? And so it's a huge issue, and people are not aware of it because you can't see it, taste it, touch it, feel it all the time. And so it's something to be very aware of, that when you are doing oral sex, that you are taking a risk, because that person a lot of times doesn't know they have it because they don't have any symptoms. Right, you're not. You can't see it, so you don't. You know, you think everything is good. So yeah, we need to be totally aware that this is an issue out there, and not just the HPV, but the other ones as well. So people need to talk about it, get tested, get treated, have the conversations beforehand, because we know when our human nature takes over and sexual, you know, instinct pops in, it becomes a lot of times hard to say, hold on, wait a minute, you know. Back up. So you need to have those conversations before you get to the point of being in the moment, you know. Know that HIV is still out there. There's a lot of treatment for it. You can get injections and pills and things like that that make it totally undetectable for a lot of people, and to the point they can't pass the virus on, but you still don't want to get the virus and have to go through that type of treatment. You know, syphilis is a huge one right now, too. It's been on the increase for the past decade in Wayne County and the city of Detroit and across the country. But it's pretty much doubled, like, in the last year or two, the rates of syphilis. And a lot of people don't have symptoms. Again, they can have an ulcer on their genital area and it goes away, or they may not get one. And what we've been seeing is that when people come in for their annual exam, they do a blood test. They test for syphilis along with other labs. And it comes up in the blood test. People are totally asymptomatic. So, again, you know, people don't don't even know that they have it to even think about it, to even tell somebody that they might have it. So that's why it's very important for people to get tested, maybe twice a year, especially if you're sexually active, get tested and see what's going on, because these conversations are very important for your health.
You know, Nurse Nikki, people think that it's safer. They know you can't get pregnant from oral sex, but they also feel like it's not real sex either. It is sex, isn't it? You are exchanging body fluids. You know, I don't know if the message is clear enough, and I don't know if some of the health organizations have to be a little bit clearer on letting people know, especially younger people, that it is not safe and that it is real sex. You know, people tend to think that it's not. And these cancers are coming to haunt you later. Like you said, you don't even know you have it. People are not even knowing their partners because they feel like it's not real sex, so they kind of more relax. What would you suggest, Nurse Nikki, that people do when they are enter into a relationship? What are some of the things they've got to consider or do differently to avoid getting these throat cancers and other venereal diseases?
Well, one is to have a conversation. Do you know what your status is with the different sexually transmitted infections? The hard part is with the throat cancers and HPV being involved is that women can get tested for it and get some results for when they go get their Pap test done. They usually test for HPV as well, but there's no specific test for men. You know, so if they don't have anything visual, they don't have anything that you can see, then they may not, you know, there's no way to test for it. So having those conversations is key, but then again, it's still a risk, you know. So if you're going to engage in oral sex, if you're performing on a man, you're taking a risk for sure. If you're performing on a woman, you're taking a risk, you know, if she doesn't know her status. Something that a person can do is use a dental dam and use condoms when they're performing oral sex. Again, I know that's not popular. People don't like it because it's not as enjoyable, but that is the option for protection. So if you don't know someone's status, you have to use a dental dam over the woman's genitalia or a condom over the men. You know, and again, they can have it on their testicles as well, which is not covered by a condom, so do the best that you can to stay protected and stay away from that area.
And nurse,
same thing with, yes.
I'm sorry. You can, between men, you can get sick that way. Between a man and a woman, between two women, it doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, we all have a mouth. We all have genitals. So if you put your mouth on that person's genitals, you're at risk, no matter what their sex is or
wow.
how they identify.
Yes. And I see the article here, and Kimberly, you said it first, that the amount of sex
yes.
partners, so it increases with if six or more oral
mm-hmm.
sex partners, you're almost 10 times more likely to develop cancer in the throat. This is
yeah.
shocking.
You've increased your chances by being with more people, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And the reason that I brought that up, and I'm so glad that you asked the question to Nurse Nikki, a lot of young people, when you talk to them, and you're right, Michael, they, for some reason, somehow or another, we got it messed up that they believe it's not sex. Do you remember a few
right.
years ago, Nurse Nikki, when I think it was Oprah did a show, this is like probably 20 years ago, actually. And you had a series of young women who all had this virgin pack club or something, but they were all having anal sex. And they kept saying, I'm still a virgin. My hymen hasn't been broken. I'm still a virgin. And I was sitting there going, no, you're not. But somehow or another, They had it in their mind. It's not sex. And in this country, I know we don't like to talk about sex, but we need to have conversations so people understand. As Nurse Nikki said, we all have a mouth. We all have genitals. If you put your mouth on someone's genitals and they have something, you may have a likelihood of catching that could change your life for what you know. And we got young kids out here just throwing a dice. And I will just tell you, and Michael, you know from working with Lymphoma and Leukemia Society, that, you know, the different cancer organizations do a lot of different things. And I used to work for a national health organization. And I was tasked with going to a high school. And I was shocked because I didn't have children yet. And I walked into this high school health department, and the woman who was the director said to me, I need information on gonorrhea, chlamydia, and I forget what the other one was. What's the other one, Nurse Nikki? What's the other big STD outside of syphilis? It wasn't syphilis. It was gonorrhea, chlamydia.
Gonorrhea,
and
herpes.
Yes,
maybe
it was herpes.
Herpes.
It might have been herpes. It was in high school. It was in high school. And I was in local. Yep. I was in local high schools within Detroit. And the director said, I asked her, I said, well, would you like us to bring in, because the HPV vaccine was just coming out. They were pushing it legislatively. This is how long ago this was. And the director said, no, I need information on STD, because she said, we have an outbreak. And I looked at her and I said, are these kids all, she said, they all doing each other. I said, wow. Opera gets some information back. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. But it was young people making decisions and doing things that they really weren't aware of. And so a lot of this that we're seeing now, I wonder if that's a byproduct of that.
Another thing that we have been brought up, Nurse Nikki,
The sound is a little bit low. I'm trying to see if I can bring up the sound a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you. Is that better?
Yeah.
I believe it is a spinoff of that, because a lot of, you know, people are trying not to get pregnant, trying to preserve their virginity, and they're just doing alternate things and not being really aware, educated. You know, they're getting the feelings because, of course, they're going through puberty and they're exploring, you know, and they're just picking options. Well, hey, I can't get pregnant this way. Hey, I can't get this way. And they're doing all this stuff. And then you saw a lot of, like, the statistics were a lot of white Caucasian males were getting that stroke cancer initially. That was the reports that were going on, you know. And so they were young white men that were getting this. And so now it's spreading through, you know, the rest of the country. But statistically speaking, now, you know, just looking at our population here locally, you know, we make up, as African Americans or blacks, we make up 14% of the population, right? But we make up 50% of the sexually transmitted infections. So we got a deep-rooted problem here in our community where we are getting the bulk of the infections when we are the lowest part of the community. So we need to really do some grassroots stuff to get this information out there, because you're right. It is not enough information being spread through the community about this. You know, you see a lot of HIV PrEP commercials, you know, medications to treat HIV on TV, but you don't see this other stuff, right?
But Nurse Nikki, it's all about the dollar. I've seen commercials about the cancers, throat cancers, and oral sex, but it's not
promoting
explicit
the HIV
enough.
Vaccine.
It's not explicit enough. You're not telling people what, I guess because they're afraid to be so clear, but how come we talk about so many other things on, and it's okay? You know, we've got to find a way to be able to say this. Another thing that we didn't talk about is poor hygiene, too. People, male and female, have with better hygiene, wash up with warm, soapy water, you know, your whole body, you know. All this is part of it, a part of healthy living. Your diet, and water and cranberry juice and, you know, am I right, Nurse Nikki?
Yes, you're right. You know, a lot of female infections that they get that are not, you know, necessarily considered sexually transmitted are from, you know, when they're with somebody that hasn't been clean, you know, or they're touching their phone and they decide they want to touch, you know, touch you in the private places. They're transferring, you know, these different infections. So, yes, keeping clean physically is part of the issue.
And that phone, so, oh, my God, the phone is dirtier than a toilet.
It's as dirty as a toilet, yes.
Yeah.
And remember, we just came out of a pandemic, and we had to tell people to wash their hands. And I kept saying this, and I've said this to other people I know. I said, dude, there were people that still weren't washing their hands during the pandemic. They were just going to the bathroom. Like, and I heard, and this is terrible, and I'm going to say this, but there was a local television personality. I'll tell you guys offline who it is. I won't say who the person is, but local television personality who admitted on television, he's a male. He said, well, when I just, and I'm going to use the girly word, tinkle, urinate. He's like, I don't wash my hands because I just did that. And you should have seen the people next to him. They were like, ew, we're not touching your hands. And he was like, but my hands are clean. They were like, no, they're not. You touched them.
No, right. They're not clean.
But I have been around people, and Nurse Nikki, you can attest to this, being a woman. You know, people say, well, women always, we've been in the bathroom, and you know that what you did, and you heard what the person next to you did because it sounds loud. And when they come out, they walk straight to the door, and you're like, dang, why stay here?
And you know, another thing, I did not know. I thought women's bathrooms were cleaner than men's, and over the years, I found out it was complete opposite, that the women's bathroom tends to be in much worse condition than the men's room. That I found shocking, and I'm like,
Michael, I have a phobia. If I walk into a bathroom and I can smell it or I start seeing stuff, I walk right back out. And miraculously, I will not have to go to the bathroom. My husband will tell you, he'll be like, I will be doing a dance, go to Target.
Oh, no. What happened?
Yeah, it's awful. And he's like, but you gonna shop? Yep, I came in here to get something. Gotta get what I gotta get. Now I'm gonna go to the bathroom when I get home. He's like, what are you doing?
You can make a whole show on how women's bathrooms are, how we have to go to the bathroom in public. It's a horrible thing.
It is.
And what you see and hear.
Right. You have to teach them how to use the bathroom, and then that's a whole process. And, you know, there was a doctor who said, women shouldn't squat. I'm like, I'm not putting my behind on anybody's toilet because I don't – just the cleanliness. And not trying to be disgusting. But even with the paper mats that they have where you can cover, I'm like, that still is not necessarily protection. And Nurse Nikki, can you answer a question for me? Is it possible – and not trying to scare anybody, is it possible to catch something from a toilet seat? I've always wanted to know that.
It's not very easy to catch it because our skin is typically really intact, you know, and so unless it's something like impetigo or something on there, it's not very likely that you'll catch anything from a toilet seat. So if you've ever fallen down on one by accident, it's okay.
Then you'd be like, oh, my God, I got to go home and shower.
Well, Nurse
it's
Nikki,
not very likely.
That I'm glad you brought that up, that this is an important month for, you know, sexual health, good sexual health for, what is it? Is it for May?
It was April, actually.
Oh, for April. Yeah. Okay, April. Okay, great. Well, thank you, Nurse Nikki. That's a topic we needed to have. We needed to talk about that and more young people, because that's where a lot of it is happening, because they tend to have a lot more different partners, and they tend to try out a lot of things like that because they think it's safer. But, you know, we need more education on that. We need more public service announcements, and we need them to be more, specific. You can listen to a song and hear all this stuff. Well, why don't the same stations tell the truth about it. You know, if you can hear it in a rap or an R&B song, you know, then let's be clear, and those are explicit, you know. So let's be clear about what happens when you perform oral sex without any protection or on multiple partners. They just got to be a little bit more explicit in that, and I think people will, you know, understand it. They'll understand it clearly.
Yeah, follow,
you got to let them know.
Yeah.
Got to let them know.
Follow the dial,
right.
You'll see what's being promoted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me, there's a number of the Sunday morning team that are not here with us, including Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst and home care advocate. She was not able to jump on the line today. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, all I can tell you is been so busy. And I was at an event with a senator on Saturday, and it happened again. Once people want to get out now, I mean, they're tired from COVID, and they're ready to get out. And there are so many events now, and more people are showing up. I was at the event for Senator Mary Kavanaugh, and they had to bring out more chairs. You know, she was on with us the other day. We did an interview with
right.
Senator Mary Kavanaugh, and I was at her coffee and conversation with the senator Saturday, and they blew through those few chairs and had to bring in more. And so people want to get out. But I just thought about that when I was going down the list here. And events like the event who I went to last night with Bishop Robert Garner, hundreds and hundreds showed up for that. And I haven't seen these numbers. I haven't been to banquets this size since 2019, you know. Chaplain Kathy, I've been seeing him out and about. He came to one of my leukemia and lymphoma functions the other day, so we're going to give a shout-out to him. Missionary Humphrey, of course, we already gave a shout-out to, and she's doing just fine. So I just wanted to make sure we got to the Sunday morning team. Oh, Minister Randall Smith. Yes. And I'm sure, I think I'll be seeing him tomorrow. We've got some things we're working on, he and I. So the team is out there, and they're just taking advantage of this cold, rainy day, and they're probably just staying in and staying asleep. That's probably what it's all
busy.
About.
Our team is busy. Our team is always doing lots of things. So.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And there's more planned for this year. LLS, those of you who are listening, streaming online, go to my Facebook page, Michael Van Tulle, VanTulle. It's two words, MICHAEL. My last name is VAN, like Victor, TULL. And go to the link at the top of my page for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and click on and make a donation to, I am in a visionary program campaign to help raise money for LLS. So please go in and support LLS through me. Okay. Thank you, Detroit. If you would like your company to join the list of companies supporting the Michael Van Tulle Show, please call and we can get you on here, 248-516-8300, 248-516-8300. I am so excited. Of course, you know, my team is working on a show coming up in June, Poetry and Jazz, and then I've got a new partner working with me now, Shantae, and we've already been working. She is leading my team for LLS, but we're also going to be working together
here at Michigan Ocean Strategy Group too. So I'm looking forward. You're going to be hearing more about Shantae as we go forward and as she joins the team. Franklin Wright Settlement, we talked about it earlier. If you Franklin Wright Settlements is a leading Detroit neighborhood human services organization existing to assist individuals, families, groups, and the community with basic life, family, and social needs. If you need help from Franklin Wright, I got the number. If you want to donate something to Franklin Wright, I got the number, 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. All right, we've got 15 more minutes, but I'm going to yield that to Kimberly Batchelor Davis. What's on your mind today?
So good morning, Michael. I actually have a feel-good story for us today.
Oh,
well, it's a healthy feel-good story, and I'm so happy that Nurse Nikki is here because she can chime in a little bit. So according to a recent study, researchers found that for senior citizens, every 500 additional daily steps reduces the risk of heart trouble. There was a research study of about 3.5% of the participants who took around 4,500 steps per day, and they had suffered a cardiovascular event compared to 11.5% of those who took less than 2,000 steps per day over a 3.5-year period. Steps are an easy way to measure physical activity, and more daily steps were associated with a lower risk of having cardiovascular disease-related events in older adults. Most studies have focused on early to midlife adults with daily goals of 10,000 or more steps, which may not be attainable for older individuals. Participants were part of a larger study group of more than 15,700 adults originally recruited for the ongoing Atherosclerosis Risk and Community Study, ARIC. Nurse Nikki would know what that is. The research team evaluated health data for any potential association between daily step counts and cardiovascular disease. They analyzed information from 452 participants with an average age of 78 who used an accelerometer device similar to a pedometer worn at the hip that measured their daily steps. The devices were worn for 3 or more days, for 10 or more hours, and the average step count was about 3,500 steps per day. Over the three and a half year follow-up period, 7.5% of the participants experienced a cardiovascular disease event such as coronary heart disease, stroke, or heart failure. The analysis found out that compared to adults who took less than 2,000 steps per day, those who took around 4,500 steps each day, about a quarter of a mile more walking, had a 77% lower risk of experiencing a cardiovascular event. Nearly 12% of older adults with less a day suffered a cardiovascular event compared to the 3.5 who walked more. Every additional 500 steps taken per day was incrementally associated with a 14% lower risk of cardiovascular disease. We were surprised to find that every additional quarter of a mile or 500 steps of walking had such a strong benefit to heart health, Dooley told the American Heart Association. While we do not want to diminish the importance of higher intensity physical activity, encouraging small increases in the number of daily steps also has a significant cardiovascular benefit, she added. If you're an older adult over the age of 70, start with trying to get 500 more steps per day. And I thought this article was interesting because one of the things that I've done over the last few years for my mental health, for my physical health, I have aimed for 10,000 steps. The days where I am able to walk more than that, where it's like 12,000 or 14,000, those are really good days, but it is hard to do. And so I just encourage everyone who is listening to my voice, make sure you get your steps in. It's not always as important to go run or to do strenuous exercise, but it is important to move. Lubricate your muscles and your joints. That is movement.
Wow, that's striking. Is that simple. Is that simple?
Yes.
Just
yes.
Walking makes that much
mm-hmm.
of a difference. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
something.
Yeah, that's absolutely phenomenal. You know, it yeah. goes back to saying if you don't use it, you lose it, right? And so when you have
exactly.
a sedentary lifestyle, you're not using, you know, your cardiac muscle as much as we should be, you know, you begin to have those issues. And so walking is, like, the best form of exercise that you can do, full body.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Michael, do you remember as a kid, there was a commercial, and I struggled to find it, and I know everything, is, you can usually find everything on YouTube, but there was this commercial when I was a kid, and it was in the 80s, where there was this girl, she would run around and play, and then they said, what happened? It's just like what Nurse Nikki said, that if you don't use it, you lose it. And so she would lay around because she said she was tired, and then she got creaky and her bones hurt and she could hardly move. And then one day she got up and she started moving and it came back. Do you remember that commercial as a kid? And one day she just started walking again because she had to, like, she took a step at a time, and it got easier and easier until she was back outside running and playing. It was like an animated cartoon, but it was one of those the more you know kind of things.
Oh,
you remember those?
Yeah, I remember those. I'm thinking more of like the Saturday morning stuff. What is a bill? You know.
I'm only a bill. This was very much a classic. But this was one of those things where I remember it was telling kids it's important to move, and it was telling other people that it's important to move. And it's interesting because we seem to have lost that message, which is why I think we're having these conversations about sexually transmitted diseases from oral sex, where young people don't believe that it's sex or don't consider it the same. And we're having conversations about cleanliness because, you know, people just have gotten away from some basic, I would call it traditions, for mm-hmm. how we were all raised.
I know we only got 8 minutes, but I just wanted to throw this there because it came up at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last night. I'm going to watch mm-hmm. the replay because I was out at those couple of functions last night. I love mm-hmm. the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And I love the comedians that are on there. And there was one on last night. Should Biden run again? I've been hearing a lot because they said that by the time he gets into his second term, he's going to be in his mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wondering if he is going to be able to make it through the whole 4-year term. And they feel like, you know, if something should happen to him, he becomes incapacitated, whatever. What do you say? Incapacitated.
Incapacitated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if he passes and then Kamala Harris will be president.
Right.
Do you think, because now one of the Kennedys is running.
Awful.
Do you think Biden should
I'm
run
sorry.
Again
yeah,
or
I said
not?
It out loud.
Kimberly.
I do. I don't think he really has a choice. So this is Kimberly Bassler Davis's opinion. The Kennedy that's running, the things that I've heard him say, I'm like, I don't know where they pulled you from. You need to go back. But you don't really have an option. There isn't anyone, one, that is strong enough that if he decided that he said, I'm one and done, I will turn it over to somebody else. They don't have anybody else. And we can't even say Hillary Clinton because we know how that worked out. We have presidents and vice presidents. We have a succession plan for a reason. And so the greater question that I think that you're really asking, Michael, is if Biden, something happens to him, will people be comfortable with Vice President Kamala Harris being president? I think that is the more appropriate question.
That's what everybody, yes, that's what everybody, that's what it goes to next. You know who I thought was going to run? Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. I wanted him to run.
So you know what I think? So I'll be the first to say it. I do think at some point that they're going to analyze how things are looking. And there may come a point where the vice president is switched out. Because if you pulled him in and made him vice president when Biden ran the last time, and this again is Kimberly Baxter Davis saying this, I have a degree in political science. Michael knows I've been in politics for a long time.
Right.
In order for people to vote for you, they have to have a respect and a likability, and optics are always a thing, and I know we don't always like to hear that, which is the reason that Stacey Abrams could not be vice president. It's not that she wasn't capable. It's not that she wasn't qualified. It was optics. Give Gavin Newsom to that spot, it would be great. Why? Because it would be two white men. This country is still reeling from the fact that a black man ruled it for 8 years successfully, and we see where we are. And to get the ship, which is the United States of America, back on track, you have to put white people back in charge because they have to feel like they have some power. That's why they're all running around here acting a fool. I said that. That was Kimberly Baxter Davis. If you have a problem, visit me on any of my social media pages.
Okay. Nurse Nikki, I just want to see what your thoughts are on should Biden run again. I mean, he's already declared.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I really don't. You know.
And who would you put in that spot? Who do you want to run? I want Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, to run. And who would you put?
I don't have a preferred candidate. I really don't. I don't have a preferred candidate. I don't.
Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has entered the race also, and they feel that that may pull from Biden if he continues to grab attention. But we've got our own hot races coming up here, too. Debbie Stabenow's seat as a senator.
Yeah.
And Elisa Slotkin has already announced. I think Hill Harper, the actor, he's getting ready to formally announce. And then there are some others that have talked about running. Leslie Love has, I think she's already throwing her hat into the ring, too. Former Democratic member of the House of Representatives here in Michigan, the 10th District, which is part of Northwest Detroit and Redford Township. She has declared also. So we've got some hot races here in town too. But we'll leave that to Henrietta Ivey the next time she comes on and give her suggestion on, and now that I want to hear her. I want to hear her now, because if she was on this morning, I would ask her, because I am dying to find out does she want to go with Biden Harris again, or somebody else. And if she's listening right now, I know she wished she could jump on and say something.
Send her over to it.
Right. We're going to have to save it for the next show. But we want to know what our political analyst has to say about the race coming up. All right, guys. Thank you so much for getting up early. It was a great show, great conversation. And Nurse Nikki, thank you for bringing it to our attention this topic on oral sex and the fact that this April is a prevention of serious sexually transmitted diseases. Thank you for bringing up that this morning on the show. We needed that discussion.
You're
all
welcome,
right.
And thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great Sunday. Stay out of the cold rain. But we know it's going to get warmer by the end of the week, thanks to the weather report from Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Thanks for letting
us
know. We got hope. We keep hope alive. Keep hope
That's
alive.
Right.
Yes. God
Wednesday
bless you. Have a great
better.
Have a great day today.
God bless.
Okay.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right.